Morning watch. Taking the way of enjoying Christ as the tree of life. Week 5. The secret of living the Christian life to be an overcomer. Taking the way of eating and enjoying Christ as the tree of life. Friday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 6, 14, 17. Do not become dissimilarly yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership do righteousness and lawlessness have? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? Therefore, come out from their midst and be separated, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. 1 John 1:6 through 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. Ephesians 5:7-10. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. Related reading. Aquatic animals having fins and scales in Leviticus 11:9 signify persons who can move and act freely in the world, and at the same time resist its influence. Fins help fish to move, to act in water according to their wishes. Because they have fins, fish may even swim against the current. Fins strengthen the fish to move, and scales protect them from being salted. As believers in Christ, we should have fins and scales and therefore be able to act freely in the sea of the world without being salted by it. Be careful of friends, neighbors, and even relatives who do not have fins and scales. Some may say, what about preaching the gospel to people by visiting them in their homes? Door knocking in itself is a big scale that shields us. Nevertheless, even in preaching the gospel, we need to be careful in our contact with people. We do not want to be salted with worldly salt. Birds that have wings for flying and that eat seeds of life as a food supply signify persons who can live and move in a life that is away from and above the world, and take things of life as their supply. On the contrary, the unclean birds in 11:13-19 do not feed on seeds. Because the seeds of life do not satisfy them, these unclean birds feed on carcasses. We Christians should be like birds that have wings and that feed on the seeds of life. This means that we should live and move in a life that is away from and above the world, and that we should take the things of life as our supply of life. Moreover, when we contact others, even other believers, we need to discern whether they are clean birds, like sparrows, which feed on seeds, or unclean birds, like hawks, which like to live on the things of death. If we have contact with unclean birds, we shall be influenced by their taste, and eventually that will turn us into an unclean bird. For this reason, we must be careful in contacting those who feed on the things of death. insects having wings and having jointed legs above their feet for leaping on the ground, signify persons who can live and move in a life that is above the world and who can keep themselves from the world. If we are the kind of person signified by these insects, we shall have wings for flying away from anything worldly, sinful, or fleshly. We shall be able to soar above the world. We also shall have jointed legs with which to jump up from the world. This means that we are able to leave the world at any time, either by flying or by jumping. We Christians are those who can jump and fly. However, those without wings and jointed legs cannot leave the world at all. They can only stand on the earth and remain in the world. If we are to live a holy life, we need to consider the kind of people we are contacting. Do they have divided hooves, and do they chew the cud? Do they have fins and scales? Do they have wings for flying? Do they feed on the seeds of life and not on the things of death? Do they have wings and jointed legs? If we intend to live in a holy way, we need to exercise care concerning our contact with people. Contacting people is a very important matter, especially for us Christians. We should not contact others without caution, and we should not form friendships in a careless way. Careless friendships, the Bible indicates, will corrupt us.